2 years back, the Alaska legislature's in-house ethics enforcers asked a former lawmaker to pay $18,000 in fines and write a public letter of apology. They said that while he was in office, the Juneau lawmaker had broken several ethics laws. They also said there would be consequences if he failed to comply. But he didn't pay. He didn't write the letter of apology, and the ethics enforcers didn't do anything about it. I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO, and I took a look at that case and what the legislature's ethics team actually does. For a decade, former Juneau lawmaker Bruce Wyrock has been in and out of the headlines.
The trial will center around former House Speaker Pete Cott and former Juneau Representative Bruce Wyrock and the dirty VECO deeds the feds allege the two carried out.
Federal prosecutors accused Wyrock of illegally seeking a job with the oil services company VECO in exchange for voting VECO's way on oil tax legislation. Wyrock denied the allegations and fought the charges. Part of his case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In 2011, he pleaded guilty to unauthorized lobbying activity. He paid a $1,000 fine, and the courts were finished with him. But the Alaska legislature wasn't. In 2016, 9 years after the complaint was filed, the Alaska House Subcommittee of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics published an opinion that basically said, yeah, Wyrock probably violated three state ethics laws, and they laid out their demands.
Former Juneau Representative Bruce Wyrock has been fined over $18,000. He must also write a public letter of apology within the next 30 days. If Wyrock does not comply, then the Ethics Committee will file formal charges against him.
But here's the thing. Wyrock didn't pay the fine. He didn't write the letter of apology, and the Ethics Committee didn't file formal charges.
We sent them a response and said, bring it on, you know.
That's Wyrock's attorney in the matter, Doug Pope.
My understanding is that they've given up on it.
Jerry Anderson, the Ethics Committee administrator, says the committee didn't pursue Wyrock further because so much time had passed. Pope, his attorney, says if the committee were to escalate the issue after all this time, there's a constitutional fight over due process to be had.
I mean, it's been 10 years. 10 years.
Anchorage Representative Chris Tuck has had a long tenure on the Ethics Committee through most of Wyrock's case. His recollection was the committee didn't consciously decide not to pursue Wyrock's fines and apology letter. It just didn't consciously act. So the Ethics Committee never resolved its Wyrock case. But its duties go beyond investigating and resolving these complaints. Tuck says a lot of the work is proactive, like organizing annual ethics trainings and putting out advisory opinions on super specific questions lawmakers and legislative employees raise.
Well, one of the things about the Ethics Committee is that it's not all that black and white.
Like, can you wear a campaign button while performing legislative duties? Can outside groups hold free lunch and lecture events in the Capitol? And in the case of Senate Secretary Liz Clark, does sharing a cell phone plan meet the definition of a close economic association that must be disclosed? The latest publicly resolved complaint involving fines applied to Clark and her cell phone plan. She says it was a legitimate oversight on her part.
Because it was a membership in a phone plan with people that are my employees. It was a cell phone plan that we've been involved in for years.
From when they were professional peers. But when she was elected into her supervisor role, that's when a disclosure became necessary. The fine was $100, and she paid it. But that's $100 more than Bruce Wyrock has paid the committee. Still, Clark respects the Ethics Committee and its work.
I just think it's a very difficult job, and I appreciate people that are willing to serve in that capacity.
Ethics training for the incoming legislators and staff is set for early January. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.